Kiss 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
I pick Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast, brought to you by redtag.ca. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Hi, Roz. It's Roz and Mocha. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Welcome to Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life. What's going on with you?
I need advice with the dating world.
Oh, you've come to the right place.
We're experts, Rose. Hey. Are you kidding me? Rosie wrote, it says, hey, Roz and Mocha, fix my life. I'm a single girl in my 30s and I've been single for roughly 10 years. And I feel like I've tried everything. Dating sites haven't worked. I just haven't clicked well with anyone online, and Tinder and Bumble and all those other ones are more of hookups, which isn't what I'm looking for. I'd love to go out to more events. However, all my friends are married. Ooh, that's tough. Most of them with children, so they don't have time for that. I'm not sure what more I can do. Summer is coming up, so I'd love to get out there and meet someone. Please help me. Why are you the last one?
I think it's because I grew up in a small town, so there's not much opportunity to meet new people, and I didn't meet anyone in high school, and that's where everybody else kind of met their significant other. So
gotcha.
I think it took me like a little bit longer.
Yeah.
So in the 10 years that you've, or roughly 10 years that you've been single, had you been going on any other dates?
No, I tried online dating, but that ended up just being like Tinder and Bumble. It was just, everyone was just looking for a hookup, which is fine. That's just not what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Okay. Have your friends tried to hook you up with anyone that they know, like other friends that they have or coworkers or anything like that?
I am not even kidding when I say all of my friends' friends are married. I go to weddings and everybody there is already married.
Yeah. You're a solo act now. So you gotta start acting like it. Right? You got to stop relying on your friends for this stuff. They can be encouraging. They can be supporting everything else. Yeah. And you also have to rely on them. Meaning, if you have a really great girlfriend and you want to do something where you're like, listen, I need to go out and I need you to be a good friend and I need you to come with me. Okay. For one night, leave the kid at home, leave the husband at home. Mm-hmm. I need a wingman. Right. You need to ask your friends to do that. But also, because you're a solo act, Bumble and Tinder and all those other things, you're right, they're for hookups. And the way things are now in the world is that because of social media and so many other things, guys are terrified to approach women. And the ones who aren't terrified will never do it because they now have unlimited options because of things like Tinder and Bumble. Nobody has to take a chance anymore. So what you need to do is get out of the world of people looking for people and get into the world of socializing with grown adults who are enjoying life.
Yeah, I just don't know what events do I go to?
It's not events. You got to join, like, God help me if I'm going to say this, but you need to join like a frisbee league or something like that.
One of the things that we've always said to people who have been in your position as well is join a club.
Yeah.
Like go to the things, you know, join a club, like things that interest you and find like-minded people there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And honestly, here's what you're going to find, okay? You're going to find pockets in this world and in this city where there's lonely people. Kind, wonderful, funny, artistic, creative, lonely people. And most of them are just every day trying to fight off loneliness. Mm. Okay. And they do things like this, where they put themselves out there and they take a chance and they do something where they got to be brave in order to do it. That's the world you have to put yourself in, okay? Not at a concert, not at a club, not at anything like that. You have to go find people who are like you, where they refuse to sit and waste away at home alone. So you realize you're a solo act, but you still have life to live. Mm-hmm. And you got to go find other people who are also living that same life.
Can I give you a suggestion real quick, Rose? And I've talked about this in the past. And now that I don't use it, just to be clear, I don't use this app for hooking up or like finding, okay. Right, I'm yes. married, child, everything, uh-huh, right? Uh-huh. But there is this app that I use to, because I'm into photography, right? So I find like these photography events around town and they do like photo walks or they have photography sessions where a bunch of photographers just get together and talk about gear and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
But the app is called Meetup, okay? M-E-E-T-U-P. And there's different categories that you can like, once you build your profile, you fill out all these different interests that are designed for you. And then it will, and then you can like narrow it down by location, and then it will then start notifying you of events that are happening in and around the areas that that you've selected for whatever the interest is. And there's like, my God, like so many different categories that you could choose from, whether it's sports or, like I said, photography or other, you know, fitness or anything like that. And you will, if you decide to join one of these groups and show up to an event, you will meet people.
Okay.
Mocha does it quite a bit. He's never hooked up, but he goes out on a lot of meetups.
I've gone and I've met some wonderful photographers.
Yes. Yeah. And it works. Yeah. And it's not creepy, right?
No.
Like nobody's trying to hit on you.
No.
Nobody's there under false pretenses.
When I go out, it's like straight up nerds that I'm with.
Thank
right?
you. Thank
and
you.
And it's amazing.
Yes. But here's the thing is you got to find out the thing that you're everybody's looking for something. Everybody has their list of things that they mm-hmm. want, right? But you have to try and look inwards of what you have to offer. And what you have to offer is you know, it's in you and you got to figure that out. But those things that you have, those interests you have, your passions, find other people who are like-minded and find other people who share those things. And you're going to find, you know, individuals who are also running solo shows. Guaranteed, okay? Guaranteed you will.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that I've never heard of that app before. I don't think I've ever heard Mocha say that, so that's perfect. Yeah. I mean, I started going to the gym and kind of not in hopes to meet someone, but oh, that was the wrong idea.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that.
No, I joined it for fitness reasons, but then I thought,
of course.
Maybe if I go at the same time, I'll
totally.
Meet people.
100%.
No.
All right, girl. I hope that helped, Rose.
Yeah, it really did. Thank you so much.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life
on KISS.
And Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is
got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Deb at Vancouver, hello. Welcome to Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's going on? Why are you here?
I'm having a hard time knowing what I have with my ex.
Oh, wow. Okay, Deb, you wrote it says, hey, Roz and Mocha, fix my life. My ex and I are in a situationship. We spend all of our free time together and act like we're in a relationship, but when I ask her if we're back together, she hits me with, she doesn't want to slap a label on it. Her explanation was that there's no expectations with no labels, but she doesn't want to see anyone or talk to anyone else and doesn't want me to see anyone or talk to anyone else and continues to make future plans in all of our free time. Should I just cut this off and let it go so I can move on or continue to see where it goes? This is messy. So what happened that she no longer wants to consider you guys in a relationship?
So we had a little, like, not a little, but we broke up in January in terms of, like, I kind of got scared of, like, the relationship and whatnot. And, like, being vulnerable. So I kind of cut it off in January. We ended up, like, reconnecting. We got back together. And then about a month ago, she ended up just cutting it off for the same reason that basically I did. Basically, she got scared. She thought I wasn't 2 feet in.
So she's afraid of getting hurt.
Yeah.
Because you bailed the first time, right?
Yeah.
Were you afraid of getting hurt the first time? Like, what was your reason for wanting to end the relationship?
I was definitely scared of getting hurt. I was in a long-term relationship beforehand. And, like, I ended up in bad, like, turmoil. So I was kind of scared of, like, okay, like, this is actually something really good. So I kind of, like, self-sabotaged in that way.
Yeah.
And just cut it off.
So
do you want to be with her?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
You want, okay. 100%. Have you told her that?
Yeah. And that's when she kind of hit me with the, I don't really want the expectation.
But what have you, but why are, so you're 100% now, but in January you were zero.
Yeah, I was completely like, yeah.
So what happened? So what changed? So what changed? And what did you tell her changed that you're now 100%?
So I think what changed for me was like, I really realized like what I had with her and like the connection that I had with her. And then I realized like after we broke up, like how hurt I was. And I was like, well, why did I just do that?
And did you tell her all that?
Yeah, okay. I did tell her all that.
During the time, Deb, that you had broken up, did you see anyone else or did she see anyone else?
No, I didn't. No.
Did she?
From what she's told me, no.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think she's just afraid because you were so quick to just bail on everything. And then when you realized, oh, I made a mistake and now you're like 100%, that doesn't make somebody feel good. Right? Like it doesn't. Yeah. Even when you say I made a mistake and I realize all this other stuff and it's you and you and you only, it doesn't make somebody feel good. Like you have to sort of go beyond just saying, okay, I'm back. And if a person needs time, they need time. But I will say this, you can't go on in a, I don't know what you called it here, Deb, a situationship. It's not good for anyone. It's not healthy for anyone. You have to sit down and define what you are. And if you realize that what you are is not actually a couple, but two people who are drawn together for this weird, you know, in some sort of weird way who are both afraid, then maybe it's time to take time apart.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's just hard because, like, I don't know, genuinely just, like, enjoy each other's company. Like I said, like, we spend every weekend together, every, like, moment after work, like, on the phone.
Yeah, but
neither
of you are doing the hard things that makes relationships work, though. Relationships are not all just casual and hanging out. Relationships are work. And you got to put the work in, and you got to be honest, and you got to have conversations with each other. And you got to check in with each other. And you got to, like, do a little state of the union every now and then and say, hey, what are we? Where do we stand? Where are we going? And you can't just be casual. Otherwise, you're stringing each other along.
Mm-hmm. Do you love her?
Yeah, I do.
Does she love you?
Yeah, I mean, we did say it to each other for the first time like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So you didn't even say it like before when you guys were dating the first time before you broke up?
No, and like that was a conversation that we had that like we were both like basically like scared to say it. Like we both like felt it, but like we were just both like scared of like rejection in that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The thing you need to know is that you need a whole lot more than love to make a relationship work.
Yeah.
Right? You can't just rely on that. You can't think that that's enough. And you got to have hard conversations with each other.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where it starts.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
I'll definitely try to work on that though. Yeah, I think the two of you need to sit down and have like an all out talk.
Okay. Like kind of like lay it all on the line.
And it doesn't have to be all or nothing. Like you can say, we need to just define what we are. And if that doesn't land on couple, it doesn't mean that you guys have to stop hanging out. But you just have to understand that if you are working towards something, you have to work towards that together.
Okay.
You can't be sitting there thinking that you are working towards a relationship where she maybe like doesn't feel the same way, right?
Yeah.
Because then you'll just get your heart broken in the end.
100%. And like I did have that like kind of like that whole concept of like, okay, like what are we doing? Like whatnot? And she kind of just like kind of was like, I don't really know. Like I got to think about it. And then I tried checking back in and she just kind of like brushed it off. Like.
Yeah, you just need to know that you're not sitting there trying to prove something that you don't know what you need to prove.
Yeah, that's a good point too. I don't really know like what she's expecting.
Right?
That's
what you've got to figure out. That's the conversation you have to have, hon.
Okay.
All right.
I can do that.
Is that how bad?
Sure. Yeah, for sure. Thank you so much, guys.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life
on Kiss.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Logan, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you today?
Pretty good.
Why are you on FML?
Am I SOL out of concert tickets I purchased?
Oh, damn. How old are you?
Turning 29 on Friday.
Oh, okay, Logan. So you wrote us this. Hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. I just bought Justin Bieber tickets for $1,300 from Facebook Marketplace for a show on my birthday. He canceled the tour on the day of the show, and the seller got the refund but blocked me.
Oh, damn.
Profiting off my money. Despite involving the police, there was nothing they could do because it was a Ticketmaster policy. This was especially upsetting because it was a treat for myself after being hospitalized with COVID. Now I'm out $1,300 and I don't know if I'll ever see Bieber perform. Should I seek revenge or just move on?
Like revenge on the seller or revenge on Bieber?
It was more so just the feeling. I don't think I would ever retaliate, I guess. But, I definitely was not happy about it.
$1,300 is a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. When you talk revenge, like, you've obviously worked some stuff out in your head. Hypothetically, not that you would ever do any of this, but hypothetically, what were some of the revenge scenarios?
No, give us all of them.
Thinking of more like legal tactics, but I was thinking of like mailing dog poop to her house.
Oh, yeah. Oh man.
Now, do you know if this is a legit person?
Yeah, like I know who she is. I won't say who she is, but I know, and I've seen her in town.
I have her
contact information and everything. But
so this isn't like a Facebook Marketplace stranger. This is a Facebook Marketplace
neighbor.
Like, yeah, like
yeah,
friend.
Like we live in a very small town.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Hold on now.
So have your paths ever crossed outside of just seeing her and her not knowing that you're looking?
Yeah, the first time I actually seen her in person, I was out at the bar and I saw her at the same bar I was at, and I just honestly stared her down and would not break eye contact, and she would not look up at me.
Uh-huh.
And you didn't say anything to her?
That's the thing. It's a small town. I don't want to get myself into any actual trouble. And since I already got the cops involved,
I would be gossiping about her to everyone.
Yeah.
I would tell everyone in that town. Everyone in that town, I would tell that story. Until it came back to me.
Yeah, I did make a public Facebook post being like, beware of this girl on Facebook by insult to try to name and shame her. But yeah. It got taken down.
Listen, get off social media. That's what got you in this trouble in the first place. You got to go old school, small town gossip.
Yeah.
So when you bought them, you knew who she was, right?
No, I didn't. It was my town's marketplace that I bought them off of on Facebook. So I knew she was local, but I had never met her.
Right.
And we were in contact and it was all good up until they actually refunded the money, and then she just blocked me, and yep, here we are.
Okay, yeah.
So hold on. So she got your money plus refund for, so she got double. She got $2,600.
Yeah.
Logan, you can't do anything.
You got to gossip.
No, I know.
You know how churches have those bulletin boards in them?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Hey, no, you got money. You got a local paper out there?
Oh, we do.
You do. I bet you could get a full page in that thing for like $75.
Yeah. I'll just put her on blast.
Maybe I should go over and talk to them.
Yeah. On page three?
Yeah, I'd buy a full page.
Oh, no.
A full page, and I would just tell my story. Yeah.
I mean, people do love Justin Bieber.
They do. And this isn't even about, like, this is, oh, I would, like, you live in a small, small towns are so great for this.
Trust me,
I grew up in a small town. There's a power you have in a small town that you don't have in a city.
You're also the king of petty. So.
Oh, yes. Yes.
A double combo here.
Oh, I would put it on my Christmas cards that I sent to everyone. Everything.
Yeah, but I don't know what's legal. Like, I don't want to, I forget that phrase, but there's that phrase that you can't.
Well, like slander?
Yeah, slander, that's it. I mean, it's a true story.
Okay,
but here's
the thing is that, like, if you say somebody did something and they say that they didn't do it, right? If it goes to court, it's going to come out that they did it.
Yeah, because I have receipts too.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, put all a screen grab. I would take out a full page ad in that local paper yours, and I would fill it with all the correspondence and the screen grab and everything else. And I'd go to Canva and I'd make a beautiful layout.
I was just going to suggest Canva.
Right?
Well, you're starting to inspire me.
Like what you're describing, I'm like, I know exactly how to do this on Canva.
It would be gorgeous. It would be gorgeous. Yes.
You pay for the premium on Canva.
Thank you. Yes. I'd make something so beautiful, right? And I would just put it up there and sometimes
the paper would have to run it and they would probably be so impressed they'd want to hire you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes. Yes. I would absolutely do that. That level of pettiness in a small town is, I think, warranted in a situation like this. Yeah. And you're not even accusing her of anything. You're just publishing the correspondence. That's all you're doing.
Exactly.
And then I would ask the question. I would just say, hey, does so-and-so owe me $1,300? And I would just write it at the bottom. Listen, asking a question is not slander.
Yo.
Okay? You're allowed to say, does so-and-so owe me $1,300? The answer could be no. That's fine too. But I would just put it all out there.
Yeah, true. I guess that would be a good
Roswell, this is so bad.
Oh, I want in.
Send Roz all the details. He'll design it on Canva himself.
I'll get you guys to contact them too to make it more credible.
Damn, yes. Logan. Anyway, you're out $1,300, all right?
Yeah, it is what it is.
Can we play, what's your favorite Justin Bieber song?
Intentions.
Okay, we'll play that for you if that'll make you feel better, okay?
Amazing. Thank you so much.
All right, girl. Thanks for reaching out. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life on KISS. And Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is
got a problem you can't fix?
Roz and Mocha got you.
Yo, Sarah, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hey, how are you doing? Good morning.
We're doing good. You, not so much. Why?
Honestly, I've been having some trouble with some family. Like, why can't my family stop talking to my ex? Like, take a hint.
So you wrote us this. Hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. In high school and university, my ex cheated on me and had anger issues. Now happily married with a child. So you're happily married now?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I told my family friend, who still hangs out with my ex, that I didn't want my ex around my family. Then the friend got upset with me and sided with my ex. And then when your brother was going through stuff, he started hanging out with that same family friend. And despite you warning him, he continued the friendship. And then during the holidays, he invited you to a party with the friend. When you reminded him of all your concerns, he verbally attacked you. And so, okay, so who's hanging out with your ex then?
Is it your brother?
So it's my family friend, but my family friend basically told me off. And when my brother started hanging out with him, I told him these people are disrespecting me. Like, you know, come on, I'm your younger sister.
Yeah.
So who are you pissed at? Yeah. You're pissed at the family friend or you pissed at your brother?
Pissed at my brother because I feel like as a younger sister, like he didn't stand up for me in a way.
Okay, so
are you ever in a position where you show up at a place and your ex is there? And nobody told you that he was going to be there?
It was at like a cousin's wedding where it's like they're all like really close. So it's like when I bring my family around, I don't want to have like the fear like, oh, is he going to be there?
Is your brother hanging out with your ex or is your brother hanging out with a guy who's hanging out with your ex?
So my brother's hanging out with a guy who's hanging out with the ex.
Okay, so your brother's not hanging out with your ex?
Not with the ex.
Okay, so you're mad at this family friend who hangs out with your ex, and then you're pissed at your brother for hanging out with that guy because that guy hangs out with your ex.
I'm kind of pissed off at my brother just for like, because that family friend kind of told me off, right? So
gotcha.
Kind of pissed, like, yeah, my brother's kind of, okay.
And you obviously had that convo with him. You said everything that you're saying to us to your brother.
Yes.
And they just think that, yeah. How old are you now? Like, how far out of this relationship are you?
So that was, I'm 27 now. Yeah. That was probably when I was like in my, when I was 22.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No,
that's a long time.
21,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're looking at like 6 years, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Jeez.
What about your parents? Like, do your parents have any contact with your ex or this family friend?
So they do see the family friend. So what happened is basically after we broke up, my parents kind of sided with my ex because they were just like, oh, like we know him. But I told them like he used to like verbally like abuse me and spit on me. And they're kind of like still taking his side. And I'm kind of really upset about that.
Yeah.
Okay. You got some wild family.
Uh-huh.
By the sounds of this, okay, the problem that I see is that, and I don't know what the dynamic is in your family or, you know, how they've treated you over the years, but it seems that your family has all the information they need. They're just choosing and have done so for years to not listen or think that it's any sort of a concern or put it all back on you. And that seems like it's their way. And I don't know if there's anything else you can actually tell them because they seem to have all the information.
And you've done all the things that we would have told you to do, which is to have a conversation.
I don't know why your family looks at you the way they do, and that's including the family friend and your brother and your parents. But I think that this has less, it's less of an issue with your ex, because if your family looks at you this way when dealing with an ex-boyfriend, I'm sure that they do this stuff in other ways, in the ways that they all treat you. And so I don't think that this has anything to do with the ex-boyfriend, and I think that it has an overall way of how your family sees you.
Yeah, totally. I feel that way. I think it's a big family.
Have you said that to them?
Honestly, I brought it up so many times, but it's like they don't hear me.
Why don't they hear you? Why don't they hear you? Why do you have no voice?
I have no idea.
Like, is it because you're a girl?
I think it's because I'm a girl, maybe.
Really? Do you have other siblings outside of your older brother?
Yeah, I do have a sister.
Okay. How do your parents treat her?
I guess because she really helps them out a lot. They, like, really like her. Kind of, like, favorite her because she kind of, like, helps them with everything.
Always around, yeah.
Yeah.
So this is not, you don't have an ex, you don't have a people hanging out with your ex-boyfriend problem. You have a long history of a, like, broken relationship with your own family that regardless of what you tell them, they won't side with you. They don't give you a voice. Everything goes back on you and you are sort of bottom of the rung in the family. And that's the dynamic. And they don't seem to really want to change. So I would say that if you want to avoid all these fears of running into your ex, the only way to do this is to avoid your own family.
And it's very hard for me because I really believed in family. Like I really love, like, you know, I really love, like, family.
But it's not
so
reciprocated,
that's kind of hard
though.
For me.
It doesn't come back to you, though.
Yeah.
Oh, girl, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. It happens, I guess.
Well, it shouldn't happen,
and this is the thing, is that you've been in it so long, you've normalized it.
Yeah. Do you think, like, is it worth having another conversation with your brother or your parents, or is it worth having a conversation with your other sister?
They just tell me to put it behind me. Like every time I try to bring it up, I end up crying and they're kind of just girl. Like, just leave it in the past, like, and kind of move forward.
Like a daughter going to a father saying, my boyfriend in university used to verbally abuse me and spit on me. The normal reaction would be you only terrified to tell your dad that because you think that your dad would then go and kill the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Not, he's still good. We like him. We know the real him. And let's continue a relationship.
Yeah. They actually had dinner with him after that.
Yeah. Like, see,
oh my God.
Yeah, see,
Sarah.
This is, you have to rethink, good. You have to rethink your place in that family. And I think that you need to draw a hard line. And if they want you back in, they have to do the work, not you.
Yeah. I guess it's better if I focus on my own family at the moment.
All right. Thanks, Sarah. Sorry you're going through that.
All right, love.
That's okay. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.